This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, July 28th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll take a look at the eBay site where the state of Illinois gets rid of its unclaimed property. We'll also get a forecast for the week from meteorologist Ed Keyser. First, today's news. Higher water rates are just a vote away for thousands of residents in Champaign County. The Illinois Commerce Commission has to make a decision this week on a proposed rate hike for Illinois American Water to meet a legal deadline. Champaign's mayor, Jerry Schweihart, believes the decision's already been made.
It looks like it's going to be 45% down from, about 60% that it was, is the best that we could do. But it looks like the 45% increase is going to pass, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Schweihart says the water rate hike would be another blow to the Champaign City budget, which has already been hit by soaring electric and gas prices. He says Champaign and Urbana are still discussing the option of taking over the local water system. He says a takeover would result in lower water rates for residents, but it could be costly for the cities. Champaign police are investigating a sexual assault attempt on the University of Illinois campus, the fourth in several weeks. Police say a 20-year-old student reported being grabbed and pulled between parked cars around 1st and John Street at 2:30 Saturday morning. Officials say a passerby scared off the attacker. Police are looking for an athletically built, about 5'10" white man, possibly around 21 years old. Members of Illinois' largest public employees union are still working without a new contract. The union and the Blagojevich administration have been unable to come to terms so far. Amanda Vinicky has more.
AFSCME's contract was set to expire nearly a month ago, though unionized workers agreed to extend it until an agreement can be reached. The main point of contention is how much employees should pay for health care. Workers are also upset about too many government vacancies, mandatory overtime, and wages. AFSCME staff representative Eric Hostetter says Governor Rob Blagojevich's attitude is another factor for workers.
I think what hurts them is that they see that this governor cares very little about the hard work they do.
AFSCME is also riled up about Blagojevich's plan to transfer 100 or so workers from Springfield to Southern Illinois. The two camps have hired a mediator to help them come to a resolution on the contract. The next meeting will be in mid-August. Blagojevich's office says it's irresponsible to comment on pending talks, but that it continues to negotiate in good faith. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
There's more than individual offices at stake in the coming November election. This year, Illinois voters will also decide whether to open up the state's constitution for review. Tony Arnold has that story.
In a constitutional convention, or a con-con, citizens get together to comb through the Constitution. Everything could be on the table, from gay marriage to the tax system. One amendment being talked about is recall, where voters would get the chance to give elected officials the boot before the end of their term. State Representative Jack Franks recently tried to pass a recall bill in Springfield, but it ultimately failed. He says recall helps hold officials accountable.
It looks as though the only way that we're able to get that at the ability for recall is through a constitutional convention, just because the entrenched special interests will always beat it if it comes up for a vote.
But State Senator John Cullerton argues a convention could open the door to wrong-headed changes to the Constitution. He says recall could be an example of that, especially if judges were to be removed from the bench. I'm Tony Arnold.
Police in Chicago say they received about 6,800 firearms during that city's annual gun turn-in program. The program's in its fourth year and has brought in a total of more than 11,000 illegal guns, but authorities say more guns were collected during Saturday's event than last year. But the number fell short of the goal set by Police Superintendent Jody Weiss. Mayor Richard Daley's office said 6,700 guns were collected last year, and Weiss had said this year's goal was to collect twice as many. Participants received prepaid $100 debit cards for real weapons and $10 cards for BB guns, air guns, or replicas. The Indiana Debate Commission wants three debates among the candidates for governor this fall. The commission's identified some potential dates, visited at least a dozen possible sites, and has narrowed the list of locations. It wants one debate each in northern, central, and southern Indiana. And the next steps are to lock those in and settle on proposed formats. Deciding on when, where, and how to conduct the debates often becomes an election year issue itself. Often the campaigns say they want debates, but also want their own conditions. Sometimes those and other squabbles result in just one or two debates or none. The nonpartisan coalition of media and citizens groups was formed last year in hopes of organizing and sponsoring three general election debates between Indiana's governor candidates this fall. Jazz saxophonist Johnny Griffin has died at the age of 80. His agent says the saxophonist, who epitomized Chicago's tough tenor sound, died Friday at his home in France, hours before a scheduled concert. Griffin grew up in Chicago's South Side and got his start at DuSable High School. After he graduated, he toured with Lionel Hampton's band. After 2 years in the Army, he played in Chicago and New York, gaining a national reputation with his hard bop improvisations. In the late 50s, he played with Art Blakey and Thelonious Monk. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Perhaps you've seen the banner ads for the Illinois Treasurer's website suggesting that the state might have some of your money in its possession. They hang on to money forever, but personal property is a different story. Here's commentator Amy Guida with this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News.
Last time I looked, there was an interesting cutlery duo for sale on the eBay auction website. Two stainless steel butter knives. The knives don't match, yet the seller describes them with two-line, come-hither language, sure to intrigue even the most hardened of buyers. You are bidding on a lot of two knives. These are stainless steel. Both knives have the quiet finish of a utensil that's seen the go-round of an industrial dishwasher more than once, and their patterns are more truck stop than Tiffany's. The price for the stainless steel pair? Buy it now for 67 cents. It's almost worth it just to say you did. That's because I know that you know the seller. It's the state of Illinois. More precisely, Illinois Treasures Unclaimed Properties, it describes itself on eBay. The state's got a 97.9% positive rating. As a resident and taxpayer, I'd prefer 100%, but I suppose that's close enough for government work. According to the automatic ticker set up to record buyers' opinions about the seller, Illinois Treasures Unclaimed Property has sold more than 800 items on eBay. It's because of a relatively newfangled interpretation of the Illinois Disposition of Unclaimed Property Act, the same law that makes it possible for one to search with hope and then bitter disappointment for any unclaimed money that the state might be holding in one's name. Money is easy for the state to hang on to. Stainless steel butter knives are not. So we have this language in the statute. All abandoned property delivered to the state treasurer under this act shall be sold within a reasonable time to the highest bidder at public sale in whatever city in the state affords in his or her judgment the most favorable market for the property involved. Today, that public sale is not in Chicago, but cyberspace. And title to these items is just about as quiet as the internet traffic on the lot of two stainless steel butter knives sales site. The law allows the lucky purchaser of the butter knives to spread with confidence, knowing that he or she shall receive title to the property purchased, free from all claims of the owner or prior holder thereof. In other words, when the original owner of the butter knives shows up at the buyer's door to reclaim the paring pair, too bad. The state recognizes the buyer as the true owner, and the once owner is toast. All is not lost, however, for the former owner who let those butter knives get away. Under the law, the state promises to hold on to that 67 cents and hand it over should the once owner come forward. Though because the treasurer is allowed to deduct the costs of selling, and heaven knows how much it costs to place an item up for sale on eBay, any dreams of buying, say, a candy bar with the proceeds will surely go up in the same sort of smoke that consumed one's hopes of finding lost money on the state treasurer's other website. But there could be hidden potential in those two haggard knives. Curiously, the law gives the state the right to refuse abandoned property worth less than what it would take to advertise. And that makes those two stainless steel butter knives all the more intriguing. What caught the eye of the state bureaucrats so that the graying utensils found their way to eBay and not to a charity bin? With nearly $6 for shipping, it's doubtful that those butter knives are going anyplace soon. But at least they'll have each other for company as they wait for the original owner or the right buyer to come along. Each other, and the jewelry gold-plated necklace kinked that the state of Illinois wants $3.35 for. I'm Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser calls for a chance of rain each of the next 3 days. Today's forecast in west central and southern Illinois, cloudy with periods of rain and thunderstorms. In the far north, a mix of clouds and sun. Elsewhere, mostly cloudy. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms today. And highs from 80 in extreme northeast Illinois to 93 far south, 87 in Champaign-Urbana. For tonight, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, most numerous in Illinois and in southwest Indiana. Lows from 65 in northeast and east central Indiana to 73 in southwest Illinois, 68 in Champaign-Urbana. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and hazy sunshine and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms again. Highs from 86 near Lake Michigan to 96 in southwest Illinois. Champaign-Urbana's high of around 90. Tomorrow night, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, a low of around 70. Another chance of periods of rain and thunderstorms on Wednesday with a high of only 82. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, July 28th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.